What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with your data-driven daily tip. I'm pumped because today we're going to talk about WordPress, Gravity Forms, and how to create a form that has conditional logic for its confirmation page. Let me explain what I mean by that. Let's say you want to create a form on your website and then send your user to a different confirmation page based on a field that they selected an answer to on the form. So an example for our business could be something like, what type of service are you interested in? So the first thing you're going to do is build your Gravity form. And I'll describe what's on my screen for those of you listening on the podcast and the flash briefing. So you're going to go into your WordPress admin panel. And you are going to build a page, but before you build the page, you're going to build a form. So you're going to go to forms. I'm going to assume you already have Gravity Forms installed on your WordPress website. And so when you are creating your new form, we're going to just start with a couple basic fields to get the gist during today's data-driven daily tips. You're going to go to advanced fields on the right. We're just going to put name in here. We're going to put email. And we'll put phone, and then we're going to go ahead and put a drop-down menu. And the drop-down menu is going to be, I'm interested in. And the first choice is going to be web design. The second choice is going to be digital strategy. And the third choice is going to be Facebook ads. And we'll make all these fields required because that's typically what you want to do when you're doing a form. And we're going to update our form. And then we're going to throw it into a page. When we throw it into the page, this happens to be form ID 20. So just for the sake of today's tutorial, I'm going to build just a basic page. And it's going to be called I'm interested in. And we're going to throw in just a text block with our Gravity form. And you guys can fancy this up later, right? We're going to do I'm interested in, put our form in. We're going to publish our page, but now we're going to go back to our Gravity form and we're going to go under settings. Okay, now under settings, we're going to go to the drop-down menu. After you hover over settings, we're going to go to confirmations. And then there's going to be a default confirmation, but what we're going to do is click add new in the button right next to confirmation. So we click add new and the confirmation name, we're going to call it web design. And we're going to have under confirmation type, we're going to change it from text to page. When we change it to page, it'll allow us to select a page. Now we can select the page on the website. I'm going to select web design because this is the web design confirmation. And now it says conditional logic. Use this confirmation if all of the following match. I'm interested in on the form is web design. Boom. Save confirmation. Now what we're going to do is add two more confirmations for this form, right? So go back to confirmations on the left. We're going to add another one and we're going to call it digital strategy. Right? And then we're going to click page. In the radio button, we're going to select the digital strategy consulting services page. And then we're going to say conditional logic. I'm interested in is digital strategy, and we're going to save confirmation. And for the third one, we're going to do, what do you think? Facebook ads. We're going to do it for the Facebook ads page. Now, when we go ahead and view our page, we can fill out our form, right? See our form, it's looking good. Got our information in there. When we say, I'm interested in digital strategy, and we click submit, boom, it's going to take us to the digital strategy page. Now, I talked about this and I showed it to you under the example of our business, but really The main example that I want to talk about is if you're a business with multiple locations. Let's say you're a business that has multiple locations and you want to send feedback, a feedback form. You want to have a general feedback form for your entire organization, but let's say you've got hundreds or even thousands of locations or just even dozens of locations. One thing you can do on your main website is you can tell your form to send your feedback to a specific person and show a different confirmation page depending on what location the user picked. So this is how to show a different confirmation page and the conditional logic around showing. We're going to just use this same form as an example. I'm going to go back into the form, and now I'm going to say, I'm just going to make up different locations for data-driven design. So I'm going to add a dropdown called locations. All right. And we happen to be in Spain, Miami, Nashville. So I'm going to have Spain, Miami, and Nashville. Let's say we've got our Spain people, our Miami people, and our Nashville people. So now what we're going to do is go under settings and confirmations, okay? Settings, confirmations. Sorry, settings, notifications. I messed that one up. We're going to go to settings and then notifications, and you're going to add new notification. Now, you can put conditional logic around the notification. So we can call this notification Spain. And we're going to send it to Paul at datadriven.design, who happens to be in Spain. And you scroll down to the bottom of the notification, you're going to see conditional logic. Check the box enable conditional logic. And you're going to say, if locations is Spain, save notification. That, my friends, is how, if you're a business with multiple locations and you want to send your user to a specific confirmation page based on the location they picked, and or possibly even more important, route the feedback form to a particular person, say a store owner or a store manager at a particular location. You can use Gravity Forms to use conditional logic already built into Gravity Forms to route it to them. This has been your data-driven daily tip. For more free web design and digital marketing tips, go to dataoveropinions.com. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. For more on the podcast, go to pauljhickey.com or anchor.fm/paulhickey, datadrivendaily.com as well, where you can get the flash briefing. And for any questions, anything you'd like to see on the Data Driven Daily Tip or hear about, email me at paul@datadriven.design. Thanks and have a great day.